Task 2. You and your friends are talking about buying a video camera for the trip. You are taking notes. As you listen, complete the note sheet below and tick the appropriate boxes. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Okay, I've done some research on the video cameras. I've shortlisted 3 which are light in weight and within our price range.
Very good. So, what are the 3 brands and their models?
The first one is DigiLife D1. The second one is Sonic Z810. And the last one is View X234.
Betty, do we have to make a decision today?
Oh no. I'll tell you what I have found and we can think about it and maybe do a bit more research.
All right then. I'll note down the information and post it on my Facebook tonight so all of us can access the info.
That's great.
Okay, let me start the first one, the DigiLife D1. Its retail price is $5,500.
Is it easy to use?
Oh yes, it's very easy to use, and according to the magazine Camcorder World, the video quality of this model is good.
Sounds very good to me.
One special thing about it is that this model has many settings and effects. That means we can play with the effects while filming.
Sounds great. How heavy is it?
About 1 kilo.
Not bad. 1 kilo, that's only 2.2 pounds. Okay, what about the second one? It's a Sonic, right?
Yes, a Sonic Z810. It's the cheapest of the 3. It costs only $4,400, but according to Camcorder World, the video quality is below par.
Sorry, Betty, what do you mean by below par?
That means it's below average.
I see. So it's the cheapest, but its video quality is below average.
Yes.
Well, I suppose we shouldn't expect too much when the price is so low.
That's true. So how heavy is it? And why would you shortlist it if its video quality is below average?
Well, I'll answer your first question. It's pretty light. It's only 0.8 kilos in weight.
That's light for a video camera.
Yes, that's one reason why I have selected it. To your second question, this model is the only one within our price range that has touch screen control, and that means it's very easy to use, especially for Amy and I.
Yes, that's good. It's cheap, has a touch screen control, and easy to use. Of course, if we choose this one at all, we do need to compromise on video quality. But we are not making films or documentary. We just want to have a record of our trip.
You've got a point, but let's hear what Betty has to say about the third video camera on her list.
Okay, the last one is View X234. It's the most expensive of the 3. It costs $6,380.
Wow! $6,380? That's a lot of money.
Yes, I know, but it has a big advantage that the other 2 don't have.
Oh, really? What is that?
It has an inbuilt 64 gigabyte memory.
64 gigabyte memory? That's huge! We won't need to delete any footage we take.
Oh, yes. So, what about weight and video quality.
It's a bit heavier than the other two. It's 1.3 kilos in weight. According to several magazines, its video quality is satisfactory.
Only satisfactory? I would expect a better quality with this price tag.
I think the main appeal is the huge 64 gigabyte memory.
Is it easy to use?
Average. Not as easy as the other two.
Okay. I think we should think a bit more about it before making a decision.
Yes.
Thanks for your research and info, Betty.
No problem.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.